My week in lessons. My week has been unique. I've had a substantial amount of lessons this week, and with my aching body, I decided to do a roundup for you. Before I start, I just want to do a shout out to my parents because the guidance and advice and the instructions I receive from them regularly are what has got me this far. I also want to take the time out to appreciate God. I don't know if you can really do that in text form, but when I look back on this week alone, I know that it is God that has kept me. Lesson number one. It doesn't matter how well you plan for something. You can plan something to the finest fine grain of detail and anything can disrupt it. Disrupt it all and it can be beyond your control. Lesson number two. Giving thanks in all things is really difficult. It's really difficult, but it isn't an excuse. If you learn to appreciate God in the not so good things, you will appreciate God in everything, and that's the goal. Lesson number three. Delayed gratification. Lesson number four. Rainy days are called rainy days for a reason. Saving for them is paramount. Life is unpredictable. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Lesson number five. Take things with you that you're not sure you might need, like a jacket. Yes, there's extra weight, but when the weather dips, you'll be grateful for that jacket. Lesson number six. You shouldn't have to wait until the lesson before you learn. The whole wishing I had done this earlier or if only thinking isn't the nicest of experiences in the moment. Lesson number seven. It's good to have good people. Lesson number eight. The quicker you learn life lessons and the earlier you have the wide array of experiences that life can throw at you, the better. When you've been through a hurricane, a thunderstorm will be a breeze. Lesson number nine. When it comes to unfamiliar territory or matters, it's always better to ask than to agree.